Lesserson nodded absently, seeing no need to comment further. He was quite certain they remained safely undiscovered.
The only break we seem to have caught recently is that we three survived the purge, Jaxton said.
He popped a pastry into his mouth and washed it down with a swig of calf before wiping his fingers on the fine linen napkin and picking up the pad.
I intend to milk it for all it's worth. This is the list of what Dorvan's cabinet discussed earlier today. I'll tell you.
We will tell you,
Perova interrupted. Her voice was pleasant, but there was a brief flash in her dark eyes that told Lesserson that, while she was the junior member of the little group of conspirators, she did not intend to stay humbly in the background. Jaxton met her gaze. A muscle tightened in his jaw. Then he nodded.
Of course. Several of us were present at the meeting. We will tell you where the cabinet fell out on each issue. But that's really secondary. What the six of us need to do tonight is to see if there is any being or any situation that we might turn to our benefit. Let us begin with Benish, which I'd never heard of until today.
Don't feel bad about that,
Treen soothed, reaching across the table and patting the younger man's hand.
There's no need to apologize. Very few of us had.
Jaxton glared at her.
I wasn't apologizing. If I haven't heard of it, it's because there's not anything worth hearing. This is a completely ineffectual world. Look at the stats. Basic agriculture, mid-level technology, no extreme political views. They even solved the slavery issue in a civilized way. I don't think there's anything to really exploit here.
Lesserson opened his mouth to agree, then paused. He had called up an image of the senatorial candidate put forth by Benish, one Cameron Suldar. Suldar seemed pleasant enough, but there were wrinkles etched in his face that were not laugh lines. His gaze was clear, his head held at a certain angle. Lesserson had not gotten as far as he had in politics without being able to read body language, even just in a single frozen image. He handed the pad to the protocol droid and said, E3, run the hologram this image was taken from.
Certainly, sir.
Glances were exchanged, but those present knew better than to question. They leaned forward as the small hologram materialized in the center of the table, next to the carafe of calf and the cream, curious to see why Lesserson had seen fit to bring this to their attention.
It is with great appreciation, humbleness, and a sense of duty that I accept the nomination to represent my planet in the Galactic Senate.
The voice was strong. The handsome face, framed by neatly trimmed gray hair, showed both passion and restraint. Lesserson thought he even caught a glimmer of tears in the eyes, but that could have simply been the lighting.
For too long, we have kept to ourselves. We've grown too comfortable with our situation. But now, it is time to leave that comfortable rut. My friends and fellow Benishi, the only difference between a rut and a grave is the depth of the hole.